Eye on the Arctic, views from the north, I'm Elish Quinn. Well, today we turn our attention to Canada's eastern Arctic territory of Nunavut. And that's where a local tech company has established a scholarship for students wanting to get into the tech industry. Now, the first Pingouac scholarship has already been awarded and will begin this September. And joining us to tell us all about it now is Pingouac's Ryan Oliver. He joins me on the line from Pangnirtung. Hello, Ryan Oliver.
Hi, how are you?
I am very well, and I want to get into sort of the nuts and bolts of this scholarship that you guys have put together, but why don't you just start off telling us just generally, you know, why you wanted to go and create a scholarship like this? Has it been something you've been thinking about for a long time, or was there something specific that happened that made you start to think about it?
Yeah, I would say there was something specific. When we regularly run what are called code clubs here in Nunavut, where we teach the introduction to programming and to how computers think and work on a regular basis. So in one we held in February in Pangnirtung, we had a group of about 10 kids, and Electronic Arts, the biggest video game company in the world, was our partner on it. And every day we would connect with them to Burnaby talk to them about what it's like to work in the video game industry, and they would give us little tours by Skype with a different member of their team every day. And one day we met the 3D modeler, the guy who does a lot of the major art for the game, for the NHL franchise. And one of our students at that time, Talia Mituk, was really enthralled with it. And it was neat to see, because with game development, it's not just programming, it's everything from art to story, to everything, and her attraction was immediately towards the 3D modeling side, and that's something we don't really have the ability to offer and isn't offered anywhere in territory. So, but she immediately connected with schools in Vancouver and was accepted at a school in Vancouver, and that's when we started thinking, like, is there any way we can help? And about a week ago, she found out her financial assistance from the Nunavut government was about one-sixth of what she actually required, so we quickly scrambled together and created a scholarship to help see her through that. And I think it's going to help out quite a bit.
And what was also interesting is that there's the financial aspect. What I understand, it's $6,000. Is that correct, that you're putting up?
That's correct, yeah.
But there's also sort of different aspects to it that we don't often think about with scholarships. So with support and then the possibility of a job afterwards. Talk to us a little bit about that and why that's important.
Yeah, so I think it's a year and a half course that she's going into with the what was called the Vancouver School of Art and Design, or Vancouver College of Art and Design, and it's a year and a half really intensive 3D modeling, and there are no 3D modelers in Nunavut. We don't have any 3D modelers as a part of Pingouin. We have to actually outsource our 3D modeling right now. We're working with a team in Michigan who's been really great. But we want to be able to build our capacity internally, and this is an excellent opportunity both for us and for Talia. She's going to go through this program. We are going to employ her throughout that time and, you know, ask for maybe about 5 hours a month from her, just where she takes what she's been learning and can apply it to the game that we're working on. So it'll give her direct on-the-job experience, and she'll leave school not just with the degree but also with a portfolio of work she's already done for games that are on the market and that type of experience.
And is this something that you think you'll continue every year, or you're going to sort of see how it goes this time around? What's your sort of long-term view with this?
Yeah, good question. I think it's right now, you know, it was created out of an immediate need for what Talia required in order to actually be able to see this schooling through. And we're going to take it year by year like that. We continue to host these code clubs, and we're going to continue probably to find these stars in the territory that really want to pursue this. So I can see us doing it year to year, and we'll commit to it kind of on a as-need basis, both in terms of what we have available as resources and what other people, you know, what potential students might require.
Well, Ryan Oliver, thank you so much for joining us today to tell us all about it.
Thank you very much.